You're listening to Away with Words, the show about language and how we use it. I'm Martha Barnett.
And I'm Grant Barrett. And who is that handsome man? Why, it's John Chinesky, our quiz guy.
John.
Hi, John.
Hey, it's me. Hi, Grant.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Welcome. What's going on in New York City?
Well, you know, not many people know this, but right now you can't see me and I can't see you.
Correct.
Right? However, if we did need to see each other while we communicated, we could use a peer-to-peer system that allows video conferencing through the sky. Mm-hmm. This Sky peer-to-peer is the original source of the name Skype. Sky peer-to-peer.
Okay, good.
Now, there are some great stories behind brand names, and your knowledge of language should help you figure out which brand names I'm looking for from the following clues.
Okay.
This footwear company took its name from the Greek goddess of victory. And it seems all you have to do to win is wear their sneakers and just do it.
Nike,
right.
Athena Nike, yes.
Nike, very good. The Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing Company changed its name to this when it began to develop innovative products.
Mm-hmm. 3M. Like Post-its, yep.
Right, 3M, mm-hmm. Right, Post-its. Minnesota Mining, Manufacturing, those are the three M's in 3M.
Yep.
These places are almost never closed, but you wouldn't know it from their brand name, which advertises the hours they were open in 1946.
Oh, 7-Eleven.
That's right, 7-Eleven.
Oh, very good.
They were open from 7 to 11. This beverage is simply derived from the names of the leaves and nuts used to flavor it.
Oh, Coca-Cola.
Right, coca leaves and cola nuts. Mm-hmm. When the owner of the Echo Bay Technology Group attempted to register a website for his new pet project, he found that a gold mining company already took echobay.com, so he just shortened it to this.
eBay.
eBay, right. So if anybody asks you what the E stands for in eBay,
it's Echo.
And
right.
It's funny because you would assume it means electronic, right?
Yeah.
Right. No.
Yeah, like E-Bay or something.
An employee of NCR, or National Cash Register, started his own company to make machines for business. He decided to one-up his former employers, so he chose this name.
IBM.
IBM. Now, how is that one-upping National Cash Register?
Because each letter is one additional... One letter higher in the alphabet.
No. You're thinking of HAL.
No. Oh, that's right.
Of HAL, right?
IBM.
No, but what does IBM stand for?
International business Machines.
Oh, right. So international.
Yeah,
national. I'm going to go one more than those guys.
And the next one's universal.
Interstellar Business Machines. The Danish words for play well were combined to make the brand name of this popular toy. It's just a coincidence that the name is also Latin for I put together.
Lego.
Lego, from leg gut. Very good. Martin Bromley started a company to import pinball machines to Japan for use on military bases. Now, this Service Games of Japan company morphed into a brand renowned for video games.
Sega?
Sega, yes, very
Sega?
Good.
Sega.
Service games, nice.
Hedgehog.
That's right, there you go. This Japanese electronics brand is derived from the Latin word for sound and an American slang term for a bright youngster.
Sony.
Sony, right. Yeah, from Sone and Sunny. Sony, very good. Now, this is easily the most famous brand named after a character in Herman Melville's novel Moby Dick.
Oh, I have no idea, actually.
What?
Wee-quig.
No, come on.
It's Ahab.
Ahab, almost there.
Ahab's harpoons.
Moby. How about Moby? What's the company?
What is the company?
Yeah.
You want the answer? I can tell you they're I can tell you
oh,
their
no, what kind of company
yeah, what,
is
what
it?
What industry?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They sell coffee. Lots and lots of coffee.
Starbucks, duh.
Starbucks is right. Yeah.
That's it. Perfect.
Oh, that was hard.
It's been such a long
time. Yeah, I know, right?
Well, I saved the hard one for last, and that was it, guys. You were
great.
Oh,
okay. Wow. Okay, good.
All right.
Thanks, John. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Talk to you next week. Bye, Grant. Bye, Martha.
If you want to talk about any aspect of language whatsoever, call us 877-929-9673 or send us an email. The address is words@waywardradio.org, and you can always find us on Facebook and Twitter.